I have never promised anything but blood, tears, toil, and sweat. Now, however, we have a new experience. We have victory. A remarkable and definite victory. Now, we are the masters of our fate. It is not even the beginning of the end. Together, defending all that to free men is dear. The catastrophe of world war has fallen upon us. If we had kept together after the last war, if we had taken common measures for our safety, this renewal of the curse need never have fallen upon us. To our children, to tormented mankind, to make sure that these catastrophes do not engulf us, it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice, and in peace.
but it is perhaps the end of the beginning.
Excavations of rights, such.
Written the nation with an infestation.
Quite.
Social fucking parasites.
Social parasites.
What? Blackness, or quite simply.
Talk to me about the shoes. Do you know of the shoes? The shoes where the pigeons lie. Do you know of the shoes of the pigeons?
Yeah,
are they woven from the greatest fabric of leather? No. Yes, I said that.
Dead. Radio Bobby. You.
Say something for the radio, Dom.
Yo,
Dom Smith. Dom Smith in the morning.
Voice the guy.
People of Earth, who can hear me now? Receiving through my TV transmitter device, I am gazing upon what can only be described as an idiot rollerblader who is...
Skateboarder.
It's a skateboarder.
What a fucking idiot.
Oh, straight into the barrier. What a fool. Bad show, old thing. Bad show. Oh, let's retire to the hospital for two crumpets and we'll all be fine in 20 minutes.